Okay, now we're going to play a bit of a campaign ad that's running in Michigan. You take a listen and try to guess who it's attacking, a Democrat or a Republican.
Wahlberg did vote yes on every trade deal. And just last year, he voted to give Obama enhanced power to negotiate TPP.
That ad is actually from a Democrat trying to score points by linking her opponent, a Republican, to President Obama. In Michigan's 7th District, it's an all-out battle for blue-collar voters. And as Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, the normal rules don't seem to apply.
That ad that you just heard comes from this Democrat.
I'm Gretchen Driscoll, and I do approve this message.
Driscoll is a state lawmaker. She's running against Republican Congressman Tim Wahlberg. Wahlberg is one of the most conservative guys in Congress. This is a guy who said he did not know whether President Obama is an American, who believes abortion should be illegal even for rape or incest victims. But this election, he's running an ad about how bipartisan he can be, like this one about fighting the opioid crisis.
The legislation that's out there, you'll see it's all bipartisan. You'll see that Tim's leading that charge. Tim is able to work with the other side, and people are listening to him.
Welcome to Michigan's 7th District, home to mostly white working and middle-class voters. The district stretches from Hillsdale up to the Eaton Rapids area, over through Jackson, and it ends just right outside of Ann Arbor. It is split almost 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans, but it leans a little bit more conservative, which means the Democrat, Gretchen Driscoll, has to run more as an independent.
This can't be a traditional Democrat versus Republican race for her to win. If she runs that type of race, she's going to lose.
This is Zach Gorchow. He is the editor of the Gongward News Service.
Number one, it's a culturally conservative district, pro-gun, pro-life. Those are not areas where she lines up with the district on.
So instead, Driscoll has poured almost $1 million worth of TV ads into going after Tim Wahlberg on one sole issue, trade. She's even come up with this nickname.
Trade deal Tim, looking out for himself.
Meanwhile, Congressman Tim Wahlberg, he is out on the trail talking about issues that we don't typically think of as traditionally Republican, like helping people with heroin addiction and investing money in vocational education.
It helps our students, our veterans, and workers transitioning to a new career.
Interestingly, neither of them is talking that much about Donald Trump. Like, they're kind of unsure exactly how to handle him or how he's going to play out in this district.
So, Mr. Trump, let's...
This is Gretchen Driscoll, the Democrat. She says, yeah, she knows that Trump really speaks to a lot of voters in this district who feel economically left behind. But on the other hand...
Sorry, this is kind of emotional for me because as a woman, I think the things that he said is extremely offensive. So it's a difficult situation because there are people that feel like they've been left behind.
As far as Tim Wahlberg, the Republican congressman, he is sticking behind Trump, who he says is at least better than Hillary Clinton. There was a former minister. Wahlberg says, yeah, he has some moral qualms about Trump.
I can't defend the indefensible, but I can't defend her indefensible either. So we have two choices. We have Donald Trump, who I believe will be much more controlled by Congress.
Yeah, it's not exactly the most ringing endorsement of his party's presidential nominee. And this is a race here in the 7th District that a lot of people are going to be watching on election night. Zach Gorchow, editor at Gongward, says if Democrats have any shot, however tiny, at taking back the House...
You know, this is the kind of seat they've got to try to win.
Both candidates, Wahlberg and Driscoll, have raised about $2 million each, making this one of the most expensive congressional races in the entire state. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.